So we have made it to number one, but before we pop that in, I did promise one last bonus track, and we're going to go back to what was the number one album during this week 5 years ago, and that happens to be Ott in the album Sun Coming Down. So we will stick in Men for Miles, and then your new number one, drumroll please, is from the OCs, or OCs. And Protein Threat is your big number one record from Castle Face Records. Last week, this was at number nine, so that's making a nice jump up into the number one spot. And we're going to hear If I Had My Way, and then that will be it from me. So thanks for tuning in to The Earshot 20. I've been your host, Bondo, and I'll see you all next week.
Shit. We'll be right back. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your voice, don't make me ward the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle press pause. Will that stop us? I doubt it. All right then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about. Any man's eyes pop. Fellas drool like fools. But then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit, cause her body was a booming.
No love, just sex. For the nights with a check and a no. That last night. That last night was dope. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad.
let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hi.
Welcome
to Having Sex with Megan
and Jordan
and Celine.
Yes, you have to introduce your own self now.
Wow. We're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, it's moving up. Big adult woman
on 102.7 CILU,
the radio and the internet,
and streaming.
Yes. So I didn't know what you said at first.
I was like, huh?
Three men?
What? I know. Streaming. Pardon me.
Streaming. Streaming online from luradio.ca/listen.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome. How is everyone on this day?
Delightful.
Good.
Having a great one.
Good.
Surviving.
Surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Less good than delightful.
Yeah. You know, okay. I had a morning run-in with the Thunder Bay police.
With the law.
We're doing just fine.
Are
we're
we?
Surviving.
She made it through. She made it through. She made it out alive.
How are you, Jordan?
I'm good. Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm feeling quiet.
That can be good.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
No, I'm feeling chill.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I spent the evening with a man friend and nope.
No.
Sorry. It was, yes, and then it was no.
Yeah, no, it was a learning experience.
Oh.
I was told a few things. It was a research project.
Ooh.
We'll call it that.
Yes. Everything is a research project now. Once you have a sex show, everything is research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I did some research with a friend, and I learned some things about my community at large, the community of gay men, and learn some things. It kind of just like, what is it when you already know something? And
reinforced?
Then reinforced. Kind of reinforced some, I would say, negative stereotypes.
Oh, no.
That I was like, dang, this stuff is real pervasive.
This is rampant in the community.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
So stay tuned in a week or two when I unleash that upon you.
Why a week or two?
Just because I don't have it ready.
Right.
We already had a topic.
We gotta think about it. Okay.
Yeah, we already had something for this week, so I didn't want to be like, well, sorry guys.
I mean,
all that
I threw something in this week that we weren't going to talk about, but I just felt it needed to be talked about.
What? Let me check my notes, girl, because I don't know what you're talking about.
The dissertation.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? No, that was
we weren't talking about open relationships or polyamory at all. That was the whole extra page.
Yeah,
that was just me going off
when Megan went all the way off.
Okay, that's fine. Well, this week, just so everyone is aware, we're chatting a little bit about sex robots
again,
again,
because we love that topic. It's so interesting.
it
really
is.
There's so many layers.
It's true.
And then I guess Megan's gonna school us a tiny bit on polyamory and open relationships.
I was listening to a different podcast and they were talking about it, but it was from a very cis straight woman perspective.
Okay.
And they weren't talking about polyamory, they were just talking about open relationships. And I was like, you know what, I think people have a misconception and I would like to just discuss it a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
before we get into that though, I have a question to pose.
Oh, please
to
do
the room. I'm gonna see how weird I can get week after week. I'm gonna see how much more strange I can get into the
mic. How are you gonna get stranger?
I'm gonna take it to the next ASMR level.
There were a couple of days there where you did like a voice that I'd never heard before, and you were like, "What am I doing?
What was it?
It was like a high voice, I think. I can't remember. It was different. It was fun. I had a good time.
I'm sorry that I'm less fun now, I guess.
It's just different, weird. That's all.
Okay. Anyway, well, here's my question for you.
Ask it.
What's the sexiest TV or movie robot?
Difficult question.
Very difficult.
Difficult?
I think they try to make them sometimes intentionally, like in some ways sexy, but in other ways very much not human, and therefore I find it difficult.
Okay.
To find them sexy? It's like they're riding that line. So sometimes I'm like, yeah, you got like a nice face, and I can see where they were trying to like make you look humanoid, but in another way. I don't really like that I can see exposed wires. That's maybe not my jam.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that as fair. I wanted to immediately come back at like, what if I had like
exposed
a prosthetic?
Wires.
Yeah, like a prosthetic that had exposed wires.
I think that's fine. I think it's...
Because you know I'm a human?
Yeah.
How much prosthetics do I need until I'm not a human? Too philosophical.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, that's the thing about like artificial intelligence is none of it is actually biological, or it's all man-made.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is where you come into the like artificial intelligence robot. I don't think it's a robot if you're like, it's like, even if it was like a brain and the rest of it was manufactured, I think it's still a person. It's when it's 100% man-made that I'm like, that's a robot. That's different.
Okay. But who's the sexiest?
Robot.
Yeah. I'm going to take it to the movie AI, Artificial Intelligence.
Yep.
Jude Law as the character Gigolo Joe, the pleasure bot.
Love that. Is Jude Law visibly a robot at all in that movie? I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, he's shiny. Like, shiny. Like, he looks like he's made out of like a non-organic material.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's like a 90s movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eight, maybe?
I think.
I'm just thinking like the age of... like how the technology worked with like making movies. Mm. It's fun that they could do that kind of effect.
Definitely.
On a biological.
That movie is from 2001.
Really? It's newer than I thought. Mm-hmm. But still, that was early in CGI. So that's cool that they made him shiny.
Yeah. Actually, probably at that time, I'm going to assume that it was just makeup. They probably just dumped his face in oil and were like, perfect. You look like plastic.
Can you imagine how much they would have had to reapply that?
They invented highlighter on that
set. Law really did it for that movie. That's where Pat McGrath got her start, was making Jude Law look shiny.
Hey, maybe. I don't know.
Could be. Listen, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Sexy robots. That's hard.
Celine?
Like, I don't find any of them sexy, so I think I'm going to go with R2-D2 just because he could be used as a vehicle as well, like if you just perched atop his head.
Okay.
So that could be fun.
And like a sassy personality who doesn't love.
Yeah, I don't think that he would like that. Like, I don't know that he would allow.
I think he would,
actually. Okay.
Well, I think my mans would actually like that.
Oh. sorry. Never mind. Foot in mouth. Whatever.
Whatever. What's that movie called? Ex Machina?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, true.
She's pretty...
Well, she's intentionally made sexy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Which I'm like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the character... What's her name?
Ava,
you're right.
Yeah.
Have you seen Celine, Ex Machina?
No, I'm not a robot gal.
Okay, well the movie is more... more philosophical than it is robots. But I guess, philosophical robot movie. It's about...
Every movie about robots ends up being philosophical, I think. Yeah. They always end up with the like point of like, is it a man or is it a machine?
Basically,
it's always
the question of the movie is, what is human?
Yeah.
But like this robot character, you find out eventually that like her entire existence is based off of this one man's internet searches and like all of the data about him.
Wow.
Basically. So all of her like facial appearance and whatnot is intended to be based off of his like porn searches.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
which really brings you it kind of around into like, wow, think about all of the data that is available on you out there in the world that someone can take and manipulate your life.
That reminds me of a Disney Channel movie.
Really?
I know. No, really though, it was with what's his name, the guy from Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future? Phil?
Yeah, the guy who played Phil. I can't remember his name. Ravi something? Anyway, but he basically makes a digital girl to like front his band. And he's got all these post-it notes with body parts that he's written like 74%, 14%, like which ones were the most attractive. And he made her out of like an amalgamation of all of these women he knew. And he was like talking to his friend who's a girl. And he was like, she has your nose. Does and she was like, that's weird and not cool that you used a piece of me to make this perfect girl that you think is ideal.
Yeah, that's, I don't like that.
And also, that's like an older
film.
Very
Frankenstein sounding.
It was, yeah. But it was interesting because it wasn't a robot. It was like a projection.
Hmm.
Like it was something he made digitally and then projected on things is very interesting. But yeah, same kind of idea where it's like all of my idealized parts of people put onto one digital being that doesn't have like autonomy.
Was it called Pixel Perfect?
Yes. Yes, it was. I remember it vividly.
Okay, cool. That's a made-for-TV Disney Channel original movie.
Yes. I loved made-for-Disney Channel original movies.
Mm. Wow. I didn't know they would tackle something like that. Cool.
Yeah.
Disney, go off. Love that.
Old Disney when they did good stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten a little bit too.
His name's Raviv Ullman.
Raviv Ullman, yes. Yeah. He's Middle Eastern.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Literally staring at his
Israeli.
Wikipedia
there you go.
Page.
He's Israeli, yeah. He changed his name recently, or like he's going by his actual name. He used to go by
Ricky.
Ricky, because it was not ethnic.
Yeah.
And now he's like,
a
you know what?
A lot of people in Hollywood do that.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't like Tom, what's his, yeah, Tom Cruise. His name's not Tom Cruise.
Is what that is true?
I don't know.
Let I know that up. Martin Sheen's name isn't Martin Sheen.
Really? Do you know what his actual name is?
Martin Sheen's real name is Manuel. What's his son's name? Hold on. And Charlie Sheen's name isn't Charlie Sheen either. What's Martin Sheen's last name? Oh, Estevez.
Oh, cool.
And Charlie Sheen is Carlos Estevez. And then really his brother's just. Name is Emilio Estevez, and he kept it when he was famous. But people were like, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm Martin Sheen's son, but his name isn't Martin. He's actually Estevez, but yeah. Charlie Sheen's Hispanic. Yeah.
That's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Tom Cruise's name is actually Thomas Cruise Mapother the Fourth.
Mapother?
I think. I don't know how to say that. Mapother? Mapother.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Mapother is kind of a mouthful, and Cruise is just Cruise.
Right.
Cruise is right through. Cruise is right off the tongue.
But it is part of his name, so that's interesting. Yeah. It's not just made up. It's
no,
kind of
that's
fun.
True. He got it from somewhere, I guess.
That's fun.
Cute for him.
Love that for him.
Speaking of cute, robots. They could be cute.
Yeah.
Like Wally and R2-D2, yes. As we said.
Yes.
But sex robots. Are they cute? Who knows?
That's the end of that segment.
And that's that on that.
No. Well, okay. So first, I thought maybe we'd start just defining what is a robot.
Mm-hmm. This is a great question.
Well.
No, because I just think about it and I'm like, what is a robot? Go ahead.
The Merriam-Webster would have you know.
That lady.
That robot is a machine that resembles a living creature in that it's being capable of moving independently as by walking or rolling on wheels and performing complex actions such as grasping and moving objects.
Okay.
Okay, so a robot is anything that kind of moves on its own.
Okay.
Okay.
Without you having to
physically
move
adjust
it.
Okay.
Yes. And then artificial intelligence. Okay, so AI is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines, especially computer systems. Mm-hmm. These processes include learning, the acquisition of information and rules, reasoning, using rules to reach approximate or definite conclusions, and self-correction.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's robots and that's AI.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, sex robots, what do you think of when you think of a sex robot? Like just terminology, first thing that comes to your mind.
It's a good question. I don't think of AI when I think of sex robots. I don't think of them as being as like, I don't feel like they would put the learning ability into a sex robot. I feel like they reserve it for like right now because it's expensive to make and it's difficult to teach it things and it's dangerous. I don't think they're going to put it in something that's mass produced for the public.
I'm going to let you know that they did.
I don't like that.
And it's happening.
I wish they wouldn't. But I think of like, I saw an episode of, what was it? Weird Addictions or something like that.
Okay.
Where a guy had, it was a doll. It wasn't a robot. But I just think of the way that looked and how it was like basically a life-size Barbie with like bio skin.
Okay.
And he was like in love with it. Like he had a relationship with this. It was a sex doll, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think of that when I think of a sex robot. I'm like, oh yeah, probably looks like that, but maybe can move on its own.
Right.
But I can't really get that out of my mind of that, like, just hollow eyes, no emotion kind of idea. That's what comes to my
hollow
mind.
Hollow eyes, no emotion.
Yeah. Because it's inanimate. So yeah. I couldn't really animate it in my mind. I've never seen one, so.
Right. I think similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, yeah, they look pretty much the same in my mind, too.
Okay.
Cool. Same. My first thought is always, like, it's like always goes to like a fembot kind of
definitely femininity. My mind always goes to a feminine form, not a masculine one.
That being said, technically a sex robot would include like the first I guess vibrators, you could say. They weren't vibrators at the time though. They were like essentially a dildo attached to a like a rod, which was then attached to a motor, and the rod would move on its own. Because way back when, we know doctors said that, what is it called? Women they were hysterical, and the only way to solve it was through vaginal orgasm. So here's this device which will solve all those problems.
Yes.
Technically a sex robot.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea of a metal rod. That sounds like it could be dangerous.
Well, I mean, but it I know has to be attached to something.
No, I know, but just like, yeah. I hear about handle. Like metal rods. A broom and handle. That just don't I mean, go well. Just,
I'm sure that someone just like jimmy rigged it together at some oh, point.
No, it was definitely someone who was just like, I think this will work. Let's try yeah. it out on somebody. And then fine, they were like, right? It's fine. No one died. So,
yeah,
good true. Enough. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I always think of like a humanoid mm-hmm. thing.
No, I do too. I think.
But I guess yeah. you're right. It could just be something that's as long as it's moving of its own accord, it's a mm-hmm. robot. So
yeah, so what we think of then when we're saying like sex robots and we're thinking of this fembot creature yeah. is more like you said earlier, more of a sex doll than it is yes. a robot, because more often than not it can't move on its own in a way that we kind of like assume that it's going to.
It doesn't mimic human yeah, movement.
It doesn't mimic human movement realistically enough.
Because that's nearly impossible to program.
Yeah, too hard yet. Too hard. The money is probably not in the industry.
Yeah. Well, and it's the learning thing, too, with, like, artificial intelligence. It's like, okay, we have to teach it how to be a person, essentially. And it's like, well, I learned how to be a person in about 10 years it took me, probably, to, like, learn how to function and move. Mm. So you're going to, like, make a robot do that? It's just, like, so much time and energy and money that I assume they wouldn't. They're just like, you know what? Nah. Let's not.
True. But at the same time, they're doing it with right. the AI. Like, the AI, Siri, is, you
oh,
know,
no, like that's, I'm talking, AI. Like, with motion. Like, you're that, like, it's not just, like, let me learn facts, let me learn information.
Oh,
it's
like
let me learn how to physically
moves.
Move these muscles yeah, yeah, yeah. in a way. Let me learn how to react to situations in a humanoid way. That's a total next step of, like, AI that I don't know that we're at yet for public consumption. I'm sure mm-hmm. they've got stuff they're working on that we don't know about, like Sophia the robot's probably like there mm-hmm. but like they're not publicly
Sophia
consumable
the robot,
yet
yeah no she's conversational
yeah mm-hmm. but like, she doesn't move in like a humanoid way
no
really.
She moves in a terrifying
and even
way
when she yeah and even when she speaks you're like yeah but also something's wrong
you're right
true her sense of humor though is like top notch
true it's because like, we're into dadaist humor now where it's just absurd so the things that she says are absurd and we're like that's funny and it's like actually it's just absurd she just isn't a person
well no I like when she says that she's gonna like annihilate the human race though
true
and like I think she means it
yeah it's
yeah
a joke,
probably
yeah, yeah which I think is where I find it funny I'm right. like go off Sophia I know you will
please do it yeah. yeah that's real
mm-hmm
mm-hmm
But I love sex robots. I think they're the future. Honestly, they're happening. We can't stop them.
Wow.
True.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan.
I'm ready to yeah. embrace it.
I'm You're also not the biggest
it?
Fan.
I can't afford it, but...
When you say what? Embrace it, what do you mean? Like, everyone has one in their home? Is that the situation? Or what's
no,
the, like...
No, just
what's
that,
the...
like, they exist and, like, they're available kind of thing. Like,
okay.
yeah, it's going to okay. be in stores eventually. Maybe not stores, but, like, you know, some... You
Maybe
can buy
stores,
them.
Maybe stores, yeah.
You know, like yeah. you order it, whatever. I think mm-hmm. that it's coming.
It's an happening. Eventuality.
Yeah,
it's
like,
not a
it's,
possibility.
Yeah, it's not. Mm. I don't know. Like there's, who were we talking about earlier? Kim Richards we had brought up.
Yeah.
On, right. Offline. We had brought her up. And she has, I can't remember what her like movement is called, but like she is like, we need to stop it from happening. We need to curb it right now.
Right.
I'm very much of the idea that like, Kim, that's not, it's no longer
a possibility.
Yeah. It is happening. Yeah, you will not stop yeah. these people.
It's kind of spooky too, because like a lot of the time with scientific advancement, people are like, maybe we should stop. And then like sometimes the people, like the scientists behind it are like, I think we should stop. And everyone's like, advancement, man, you can't stop it. It's just going to happen. And then like nuclear bombs happen.
Right.
So it's like, maybe just because we can't stop advancement doesn't mean we shouldn't.
Right.
And like this is obviously, well, not obviously, but this might not be as dangerous as a nuclear bomb.
I was
but
gonna say,
we
bit
don't
of reach,
know.
But
okay. We don't know the potential. Mm-hmm. We don't sure. know what, especially with artificial intelligence. It's like, what is it capable of? We literally have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, be wary, maybe. No, not that like we have to stop immediately and like don't ever try to do anything new, but like just consider and maybe like question what this advancement means and what it's doing.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, people are going to have sex with it. Or, like, more so I think it's masturbation than sex because, like, it's not a person.
Yes, you so know? It's you're using a tool.
It's
to...
a sex toy at the
yeah.
end of the day.
Yes.
Yeah, the artificial intelligence coming into question, I think really that I don't understand really the programming of artificial intelligence, and I think it would really come down to, like, what kind of like blocks are programmed into it.
Sort yes.
of. Right.
You know yeah. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think the sex doll is going to take over the world kind of thing. Like Sophia, the robot, they're kind of like,
yeah,
I feel like she's an experiment on like how far you can go with AI.
Yes.
Whereas like a sex doll, I feel the AI is not going to be as...
it's going to be limited.
Yeah, it's not going to be Sophia's AI. It's going to be very like conversational, but you'll eventually realize like, oh, it's gonna recycling phrases at some
yes.
point.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you disagree? Tell me.
I mean, I'm not so much worried about...
I'll accept the noise. Okay.
It's not so much about the robot. I'm not scared of the robot so much.
Okay.
I'm more like, why do you, a person, want to have sex with something that looks like a person?
Right.
And maybe at some point we'll be able to move and act like a person. I don't know where we're at. But doesn't have one of the vital things that human beings have, which is the ability to consent.
Right.
Why do you want that? Just as like a question. Like, I'm not saying that you have a nefarious purpose necessarily, but just like consider why you want that. Why do you want the ability to have sex with something that looks like a person but cannot give consent and cannot say no to you, cannot be like, I don't want to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
It just always wants to have sex when you want to. I think it's kind of like allowing people to avoid things that happen in human relationships that make them complicated and make them difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my partner doesn't want to have sex with me. We need to talk about that because we have different needs and different values. Okay, well, now we have to have a discussion. Whereas it's like, oh, I do what I want when I want. And this other thing doesn't have an opinion.
Right.
Can't have one.
I think it's like not, it's like, to me, it's a masturbatory tool, but it's also adding in like a companionship or like an intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like that's just kind of blurring the lines of like a human to human relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And which may reinforce like problematic behavior if that person ever were with another non-robot.
Non-robot entity.
Right. Yes. That's me. A non-robot entity. Mm-hmm. That's how I identify.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like that is our future, is being like, oh yeah, I am non-robot entity. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, fair points. Absolutely. Going off of what Celine said, I feel like just with the direction that we are going with artificial intelligence, I think that that actually is something that will, not in the nearest of future, but like,
who knows?
I don't know, in 100 years or so, we'll like as a society really have to address or look at interactions with artificial intelligence, because people already show like they already have companionship with artificial intelligence. They already show like an emotional bond to things that are not human.
Yes.
I was watching something and they were talking about how in the military they have like funerals for the robots that go and like remove landmines and stuff when they like, when they make a mistake and like get destroyed and whatnot, they have a funeral for it because they have a bond with this like cute robot that goes.
I've heard people or, like, talking about their Roombas too, where they're like, it's like a dog, it acts like a pet, so I'm attached to it.
Yeah. Or like the rovers on Mars.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a big to-do when the last one like died.
Died too. We use terms that we use for humans for these died robots.
Truly, the battery died.
Like the battery died, but we're like, it died and it sang happy birthday to itself. And people were like, that was sad. And it's like, it doesn't have a birthday. It wasn't born. It was made. But we humanize it in that way where it has like a birthday and you sing it a song and people were sad for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that we've already humanized these things that really don't look very human.
True.
And now we're going to add the whole like, it looks like a person thing to it. Could get complex.
Oh, it will get complex. Not could. It already is complex.
Yeah.
I
just don't think people are thinking critically about it as much as they should. It's either like, no, absolutely no sex robots, or like, yes, 100%. It's like, what if we considered like just talking about it for a while, just thinking about it.
True.
In terms of how it affects people.
Well, we won't really know how it affects people until it happens. That's the other thing. Like, you know, like hypothesizing about an eventuality is not the same as like the eventuality happening. You know what I mean? So like, and then I would say that that gets dangerous too, because you get into an area of like, well, I think this is going to happen, so we're not going to do it.
Like a fear-mongering kind of thing.
Yeah, fear-mongering kind of thing. Exactly like that.
That's true.
Yeah, but I completely agree with what you're saying about how it can bring up a lot of concern around like consent and stuff, because you are, yeah, you are getting this thing that looks like a human that isn't mm-hmm. consenting to anything.
Yeah.
But it's not a human.
Yes.
So, you know, like,
yeah.
Do
yeah.
you have to worry about the consent? Where do we draw that line?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, do you have to, does your dildo have to consent?
Yes.
You know, like, does a mm-hmm. fleshlight have to consent?
Yes.
What are, like, if is it's motorized,
okay? I was going to say, if it's motorized, does it suddenly need consent?
Right.
If it has a voice, does it need consent?
Right. Like,
yeah.
What's
the line? It's very complex for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do have to take, I don't want to go to a break, but we have to.
We have to.
I'm upset. Quick break. I'll play a tune for you and then we'll come back. And honestly, we're going to keep going because this is a good time.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
Hello.
On the radio on 102.7 CILU. You were listening to America Online by The Midnight.
Love The Midnight.
Yeah.
Love great that. Band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful synth wave.
Yes.
Thought it fit the kind of robot atmosphere.
It did. It was nice very vibe. The vibe. Very
yes.
The vibe.
So back to robots.
Right.
What did we, quick summary, what did we just say about them? How are we feeling? Tell me everything about yourselves.
Tell me everything we just did in half an hour, but in 5 seconds.
Go.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah. Question of consent, it looms large.
Looms large. Okay.
Wow. Well done, Megan.
She summarized.
Do it.
Go
for
off.
A living. Yeah, question of consent looms large. The humanization of a robot is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she that's kind of where we got with that, to be honest.
Awesome.
I think it can lead to unsafe sex practices when you're actually having sex with another human being as well. Mm-hmm. If it's like some kind of self-lubricating, self-whatevering thing. Because I assume that's what they are. Although I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think maybe that's the future of robotics that people are trying to get to,
right? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
but I don't know that, like, at this time that they're self-lubricating, I don't know how clean that would end up too, just to have
true.
Like a fluid going on,
but they're
it.
Definitely like not, there's no requirement of like prep or anything, I don't think,
like a foreplay situation.
Yeah, like a four, like you don't need to like stretch anything or like make sure everything is,
yeah, no, I don't believe so. Yeah,
it's made of they're usually made of like silicone or cyber skin, I think.
Yeah,
so yeah, there's no requirement for foreplay. There's no requirement for, like, is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, again, like, the consent question mm-hmm. is interesting. So if you're bringing that into a bedroom situation with someone who is human,
mm-hmm.
I think it could cause problems if you've only ever had sex with robots.
True, right. If you've only ever had sex with robots, for sure. But,
I'm not saying that's going to be a thing that happens, because this sounds like a very expensive venture, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It really might be, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. The people who do have sex dolls at this time, yeah, are very wealthy people.
Yes.
And it seems that they're very, like we said, like into the companionship of them. Like they're mm-hmm. like, they treat them like very well because they're kind of obsessed with them a little bit.
Interesting.
No judgment, live your life, whatever.
Yeah, sure. When you're rich, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, they, the no foreplay,
yeah,
it's a bit weird.
Yeah,
it
and
just
again,
depends
like the,
on
yeah.
how it just really. I think it just depends on how much you're humanizing it. Because like if
yes.
you're seeing it as just an item, then like then it's a non-issue. But if you're like, this is my robot wife,
yes,
then your robot I'm wife.
Sorry, if you're that's... like, this is my proxy for a person because
yeah.
I can't mm-hmm. find a person right now
mm-hmm.
or something, then yeah, that's a problem because it's not a person.
Truly, this is my robot wife.
Yeah.
That's how I envision it.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
honestly what I kind of think it might turn into, too.
See, but I'm thinking of, like, scenarios. I want to see the good in that, like, in it, because
yes.
I love technology and I love advancements.
Yes.
And, like, I think that robotic sex toys...
Yes.
Even before they become humanoid, like, robotic sex toys are kind of what's happening on the market right
yeah.
now, like
mm-hmm.
you know, you have like dildos move on their own,
they
you
do.
Have like fleshlights that move on their own
yes.
as well too,
that simulate real
right.
muscles.
So then making it in the form of a human,
yes,
I get, because like that is what you're like, we're visual, you
yes.
know, like it's just another sense added into the situation. Like I'm sure eventually they're gonna make sex robots like smell a certain way, or
oh,
like
for
they're
sure.
gonna have the skin taste like human skin.
Probably,
and, like,
yeah. That's
Slim's
true.
Making a wonderful face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so like I get the whole concept and like and the want of it.
Yeah.
But it's deciding that, I don't know, I just, it's a philosophical question of like, is it human enough to require consent if it's
yes.
a purchased item, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like you could be supporting human sex workers.
You totally
this
could
is right.
be.
True as
absolutely.
Well, yeah. And then, yeah, I think the question too then, if it's like, you're making it so that we can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right.
Why?
Like, yeah.
Like, okay, like if you have a dildo or a fleshlight, you can't mm-hmm. mistake that for a person. You can't be like, I was having sex with a... Like, you can't. it's not possible. Right. Even if it looks realistic, there's no person attached to
right.
it.
Right. No focus.
Whereas if you're like, this thing tastes like a person, it smells like a person, it acts like a person, there's the possibility that you could be like kind of tricked. Obviously, you're doing it intentionally, but you could tell yourself that you're having sex with a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that leads to a lot of problems, I think, if people think that that's what that's like.
Is it tricking you, though? Or are you bought it?
I don't mean right. tricking in the sense of like, I didn't know. I mean that you can convince yourself and be like, this yeah. is a person. This is what real persons are like.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Kind of like how people convince themselves that like the way, like really, the hyper rich convince themselves that the way that their servants treat them is the way all people treat them. And mm-hmm. the way that that's just how humans interact. It's like, no, it's not. You're in an artificial environment that you created where everything services you and you enjoy it because that's nice. But that's actually not how real human interaction works. They're getting paid.
True. That's fair. That being said, though, that again goes to like what kind of artificial intelligence is in the robot. Like, if you've programmed it to be a convincing human, like you've programmed it as far as you can to just be like
a person.
Yeah. I would argue that, okay, you've created a person at this point.
Right. Yeah.
It's no longer just a sex robot.
Yeah.
You need to deal with that as a separate issue.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So I don't think people will, though.
I don't, if it can make its own decisions, like if it's,
I think they would take away the ability for it to make decisions. They'd be like, doesn't have a birth certificate, not a person.
It's not
doesn't
fun,
own land,
but
not
like,
a person.
Like, here's the thing is like how much intelligence and like of its own agency, like does it have? Like, is it like, no, you can't make decisions because I told you can't make decisions. Or is it
right.
like programmed into it that it can't make decisions?
I just feel like if someone wanted to have sex with someone who could say no and make choices, then they wouldn't be having sex with a sex robot.
Yes.
Right? So then I don't really understand the point in creating an artificial intelligence to make it so human that it has its own autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then
yes.
What's the point?
You just want to have sex with a person.
No,
you
fully.
Just want something that will never say no to you.
Yeah, so that would necessitate that they would insert something that would stop it from being
so
able to
consent.
So then
we would say it's not a human and it wouldn't, like, then the issue of consent doesn't come up as heavy if it doesn't have the ability to make a choice. You know what I mean? Like, if it just is feeding you back lines that it's learned from movies, like if it's just feeding you back nonsense that the programming knows you'll respond to.
Yes.
Then like then it's not as much of like a, you don't have to worry about the like it being a person.
The trepidation
the personhood
of it being a person.
Of it, you know?
Yeah.
I think my concern is not consent with the actual robot, it's consent
after the fact
with
the real person.
As a larger idea. And
I feel that. At the same time though, that line of thinking is kind of the same way of violent video games lead to mass shootings sort of thing, which violent video games absolutely lead to like a lack of empathy and increased thoughts of violence and stuff. But like the
access
acting
to guns
on
is
it.
What
yeah.
To,
the
yeah.
acting on it hasn't been the.
Okay. Let me flip that on you though. Access to guns is what leads to mass shootings.
Yeah.
Could not access to unconsensual sex lead to unconsensual sex, like unconsensual sex with a robot lead to unconsensual sex with a human being?
I don't want to say that it would.
It could. I'm saying, is it possible? Does A equal B and A equal B, do those connections make sense?
I don't want to say that they do.
No,
because I feel
you
like
think
that
someone
puts
can tell
too
the
much
difference.
On like I feel like that puts too much on like like, you need to take ownership of it, kind of. Like, no, that's on that person. Like,
absolutely. Yes. I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying
like,
if you give them the ability to do it continually and without being checked, and then you're like, yeah, let's unleash you on the world. It's like, well, why did you let them do that in the first place, though?
Well, then from what age are they having sex with this robot? Like,
this
what age
question.
Are they having, like,
yeah.
a non-consensual sexual relationship, then?
This is a good question. I do
because
know.
Then you could just say, like, well, you've been just like violently masturbating for years,
yes.
and then we unleashed you onto the world. Well, that's a lot of people
yes.
already.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hmm.
I feel like it just keeps coming back to the personhood of the robot. Like,
yeah, I think no. Yeah, I think I don't like I not to be that person, but like I don't really care about the robot at this point. I don't think it's ever going to get to the point where the robot is going to be the issue of consent. I think the issue comes later on or in interactions with human beings that stem from that interaction. Kind of like how violent pornography leads to unrealistic expectations of sex with real people.
Right. Yeah,
I think it would be a similar vein of unrealistic expectations from partners that could lead to violence, could just lead to awkward times and bad sex, but could lead to violence and like bad things for the person who maybe didn't have sex with a robot and for the person who did. I think it could lead to that kind of like misinformation and not knowing what's going on because you learned it different or you learned it in a way that's harmful.
Fair No, that's absolutely fair. I think though that like the I would say that, I don't know, I want to put that on society, though. Like, I want to...
Yeah.
Like...
Why don't we teach people to ask for consent? Why don't we teach them about that, sex so they know how to do it? No, absolutely.
And, like the access to violent pornography and, like...
Yeah.
All of that kind of thing. Like, why did you want that in the first place?
Absolutely. Kind of
thing. You know, like, I feel like it goes back to more, like... That the person needs to be addressed, you know? Like, less than, like, the sex robot... causes the problem. The person has a problem.
No, yeah, I agree. I just think that it's like aiding in that person thinking that that's normal, like normalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the objectification of women does not need another
tool to do it. Yeah, we don't need another outlet for just like very easy objectification, where it literally is an object, even though it looks like a person.
No, fully.
Yeah, fully. It's very complex. And